the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Asian American and Pacific Islander AAPI Heritage Month recognizes and honors the contributions, achievements, and influence of AAPI Americans who have shaped the culture and history of the U.S. This celebration is even more significant this year, with the recent increase of violence and discrimination against AAPI people around the country. I'm Emily Yip. Two Missouri State University students of Asian background, Spencer Rielin, a sophomore majoring in philosophy and intercultural communication, and Jin Tang, a project management graduate student, are my guests today. They join me to share their thoughts and experiences about being Asian in America today. Rielin is a Korean-American. His mom is from Korea and his dad is Caucasian.
Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month means quite a lot to me. Many people do not know my background. However, the stereotypes kind of associate with that. People assume that I'm from some sort of exotic location or maybe even have some pre-assumptions before they even meet me. To me, this month is supposed to represent every single student who includes in that category. I think it's important to kind of represent them and being able to show more of a light and kind of become better acknowledged about what it means to be Asian American or Pacific Islander.
He shares some positives and challenges of being an Asian American.
I'm able to speak on behalf at least a small portion of Missouri State's campus. Being involved in Student Government Association has given me the opportunity to share my experiences to be able to help students and even faculty and admin understand like where we are coming from, because it is very crucial that we do have a voice. I firmly believe that any person of any ethnic background deserves to have their voice shared and heard. I think that's what inspires change. That's what inspires different perspectives, because I don't believe the one-size-fits-all model at all. I believe that different perspectives and different backgrounds yield different results. COVID-19 has been one of the most challenging aspects for me and especially my entire mom side of the family. During the beginning of COVID, there was a term passed around called the Chinese virus. And this was very big, at least on my mom's side of the family. For others, they might have not acknowledged it or they may not have understood it. But to go into a Walmart with my mom and people physically walking away from us because they don't want to be even close to us. And we easily saw it through multiple weeks during that time. That was extremely detrimental to my mental health and especially my mom's. And that was one of my biggest worries with coming into college, especially hearing about all the racial discrimination on the news. I did not know what to expect. Luckily for me, the challenges that I have heard have not happened to me. And that is one of the most thankful things that I would be able to say coming to Missouri State.
Tang, an international student from China who has lived in Springfield for several years, has also experienced discrimination because of COVID-19.
I wouldn't say it's very direct or aggressive discrimination towards me, but it's a subtle way to do it. It was around May 2020 when COVID just getting serious here in the U.S. And there's not a mask mandate yet. So a lot of people are very skeptical about like wearing masks and they're not used to that kind of thing. But I want to be cautious because this is like new type of virus. I want to protect myself and the people around me. There's one day me and my boyfriend went out to get some flowers for his mom. So in the flower shop, we're just wearing masks. But nobody else was because it was not amended yet. I would say he was in his 50s, 60s. It's a guy, and then he saw us like, oh, look at those two people wearing masks. He's trying to do a very sarcastic way, but he didn't say any racial slurs or didn't say anything quote-unquote bad towards us. But it's kind of like passive-aggressive way to do it. We just ignore it. We don't want to start a fight, and we don't want to make a scene there and make it hard for the shopkeeper. So we just bought the flowers and went out. That's the thing I encountered. But I know for a fact that's nothing compared to a lot of people have experienced, especially in the bigger cities, just because they're Asians.
To clear up misinformation and misunderstandings, Tang believes it's important for her to respectfully share with others about her culture and background.
I would just get any opportunities I can to try to clarify anything from my own friends and from the people I met on campus. I know there are a lot of things that they still get confused about, so I feel like that's really good. Just be brave to talk to them. They were like, oh, so that's how it goes in your country, in your culture. Not only you would expect other people to be more open-minded, you yourself have to be more open-minded and just stand up for yourself more and don't be afraid to talk or argue, but in a friendly way to present your own points and get yourself heard. I really enjoy doing that since I've been living here.
Those were Missouri State students Spencer Rielin and Jin Tang. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.